Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That hearing today was focused on companies that got tax breaks targeted to the mutual fund and green energy industries. Another industry, life sciences, also gets a sizable chunk of state tax incentive money. This year, that amount is $24 million. That's in exchange for creating jobs and expanding research and development. Among the companies given tax sweeteners last year is Genzyme, the Cambridge-based biotech giant. $6 million in tax sweeteners went to Genzyme. But Genzyme voluntarily returned that money after it failed to meet the job creation requirement linked to those tax credits. To understand how the state decides who gets tax incentives and how it holds them accountable for that money, we called Susan Wyndham Bannister. She's president and CEO of the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center, which helps run the tax program for the state's life sciences industry. When people see companies like Sanofi Aventis getting $2.4 million, Shire getting almost $6 million, Genzyme getting $6 million, I think some people wonder, why do companies that large and that established and in some cases that profitable need tax incentives of any sort at this stage in their existence?
There are several reasons. One is that other states are competing very, very aggressively with Massachusetts, and I dare say other countries as well. These companies have many, many choices about where they can locate. They are making significant investments when they come to a state, especially if they are creating hundreds of jobs. They're investing in capital, usually building a large facilities. They are investing in research. They are bringing manufacturing processes and procedures. And the tax incentives are used to further encourage them to make this level of investment and to create jobs in an accelerated manner.
Susan, let's talk specifically about the case of Genzyme, another large, well-known Cambridge life sciences company. It received $6 million in tax incentives last year, but it didn't meet its goal of creating 200 jobs, so the company has given the money back. Does that mean that Genzyme really didn't need that tax incentive money in the first place?
It means that due to other business needs, of which I really don't feel able to speak at this time, the decision was made by the company to pursue other avenues, and as a result of those decisions, the job creation target was not achieved. Kudos to them, because they ended up returning the incentive.
There are eight companies that fall in the category of not having reached at least 70% of their job creation goals. Those companies will be investigated and maybe told they have to give the money back. What if those companies either go under or aren't in a financial situation to return the tax incentive money? What recourse does the state have then?
We are in the process of investigating those companies, and there are two options available to us. Based on what we learn, and we're in dialogue with those companies, we will either notify the Department of Revenue. They may initiate an immediate clawback. Or we do have the option of giving those companies until the end of 2011 to hit their 70% target. We really do believe that some of those eight companies are indeed going to be able to achieve that, because they are below that 70% target by only a few jobs.
With the public outcry there's been over the cases of tax incentives going to Fidelity and Evergreen, which then took some of the jobs out of state, does that make you feel gun-shy at all about choosing which companies to give incentives to, or does it make you feel like the stakes are higher?
Our feeling is that we hold the companies completely accountable for taking the incentives and delivering what they promised to do. And if jobs are taken out of state, that reduces their headcount in Massachusetts. It therefore means that they either must create more jobs to achieve the net new job creation target that they promised, or they are at risk of having to return the incentive.
Susan Wyndham Bannister, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Sasha, thank you.
Susan Wyndham Bannister is president and CEO of the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center.